Mantrapped by Faye Weldon, read by Faye Weldon and Rula Lenska. Trisha leaves home. Trisha had been rich and Trisha had been poor, and she knew it was better to be rich. Now she was to be poor again. The mattress Trisha slept upon was the most expensive on the market. She took consolation from that. Madonna had one like it. Trisha bought it after she won the lottery 9 years back. The claims the manufacturers made for it were true. When she woke in the morning, her joints were not stiff, and she had no trace of back pain. She might on occasion wake weeping, but she did not wake hurting. Now she was to ache again. There would be no room in her new abode for so large and lavish a bed as hers. She had thought herself so resolved and steady of purpose, so unsentimental, so unattached to belongings, but now suddenly she felt weak at the knees and wanted to cry. She was alone in the world without even a decent bed or permanent pillow on which to lay her head. Life once had seemed so easy. You did your best and it worked out all right. The advertisement in the catalogue had shown a young woman sitting alone on a bed with a glass of wine sitting beside her on the pink and gold floral fabric of the mattress. It had passed the wine glass test, proving how the springs adjusted themselves to sudden changes in the distribution of weight. That was how life ought to be, glossy and properly worked out for those who had the money. Now, 9 years later, when push had come to shove, and the creditors were banging on the door and everything had to be sold, she looked at the mattress and doubted that it was even saleable. There is not much of a market for used mattresses in a prosperous society.